Good morning. My guests this morning are Kristen Burlington and Michael Chaney from Art Without Labels Gallery. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
We are talking about your show, Michael, called Things That Laugh in the Night, the art of Michael Chaney, opening Saturday, March the 1st at the gallery, which, by the way, is at 111 Kentucky Street in Petaluma. So how do you describe your work?
I describe my work as kind of like funny, cartoony kind of stuff. I mean, I try to more go for humor than I do anything else.
And what media do you work in?
At Alchemia, I've been doing paintings and some sculptures.
I notice some talk about Art Without Labels and Alchemia.
Alchemia is a program for adults with different abilities, and Art Without Labels is our gallery that our program sells our stuff through. So everyone at our thing has a different ability, and sometimes we have guest artists who will come in and show our stuff or show their stuff.
Alchemia.
Okay. Yeah.
Kristen, how long has the gallery been in existence?
Now, the gallery itself has been around for almost 3 years, and Alchemia as an organization was started in 1998.
How did it start? What was the signal event that started you going?
Well, Alchemia started in Lauren Kaufman's living room. She's the founder, and it started with just a few folks, and they started doing theater and dance, and it progressed as we got more and more clients and participants. Then we expanded. Now we have 3 sites, one in Santa Rosa, one in Petaluma, and one in Novato. Michael's been part of our program for how many years?
I started in 2005.
And I note, too, that on Saturday, March the 1st, which is that's the opening of the show, right? You're having a party.
We're having a party.
Yeah.
There's going to be food and wine and also the ability to buy gifts featuring your designs, right, Michael?
Yes, very much so. Hopefully people like them.
Original paintings, prints, clothing, greeting cards, and more. Wow, that's great.
Michael's created a monster family, and some of his monsters we've put onto lunchboxes. And
oh, good.
Other things.
So you think this is a good show to bring kids?
Oh, it's a great show to bring kids because it's more – it's very humorous and nothing really that – it's just fun. That's what I really want.
We're going to have some interactive elements too. Michael created a photo board with like holes cut in the faces so that the kids can pose with one of his monsters.
Excellent. What else have you done at the gallery?
Well, we do anything from ceramics to painting to collage to woodblock prints. We basically follow the whimsy of the artists. Whatever they're interested in is where we go.
So for both of you, what are your plans for the future? What's next?
My plan is to go back to the Santa Rosa site at 6th Street Playhouse and start doing some of the acting stuff again.
Oh, you did stuff there, huh?
Yes, we do stuff there with our director, Liz Jaron.
Right, yes, of course. What kind of shows are they?
We did one called Pin. That was about safety with bullying and safety like that stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so that's one thing we do. And we do, every year we do a thing called the Winter Whoop-De-Doo to show what we've done that year at the program. So.
Great. Well, what a wonderful way to express yourself through galleries and theaters and so on.
Yeah.
A good way to utilize the community. Well, thanks very much to you two for coming in.
Thank you so much.
I wish you very much luck with your show. This is Things That Laugh in the Night, the art of Michael Chaney, opening Saturday, March 1st. Between 4 and 7 p.m., there'll be a party at Art Without Labels Gallery. That's 111 Kentucky Street in Petaluma. For information, telephone number for the gallery, 775-3794. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.